This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina chikunguru 7 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndiri wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Chimchasiro kuti Mugabe ange achipa way forward kunyika yeZimbabwe achitiudza kuti iye ari kusiya chigaro rini zviri kudiwa nevana veZimbabwe.
Ve hashtag this flag netajamuka vanoti hapana kudzokera kumashure panyaya yekuratidzira munyika.
Without national dialogue, apana solution. Zvino vanotya manje vanational dialogue because ndo vakatanga kuita zvinhu zvetekatani novatadza futi.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vamogenzvangirai vanoti hurumende inofanira kugara pasi yotaurirana nemapato anopikisa pamwe nevanhu vari kuratidzira nyika isati yaenda kumawere. Varayiridzi navana chiremba vanoenderera mberi nekuratidzira muzuva ranhasi asi vanozivisa kuti mangwana vanenge vodzokera kumabasa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vamwe vakatungamira kuratidzira munyika yose nezuro vetajamuka neve hashtag this flag vanoti kuratidzira kwavo kuri kuenderera mberi kusvika hurumende yasadzikisa zvido zvavo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pamusangano wavaita nevatori venhau nhasi muHarare vari muchikwata chetajamuka sesijikile vanoti vari kupa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kusvika musi wa31 Nyamavhuvhu kuti vave vataura kunyika urongwa hwavo hwekunyukura nyika mumadhaka mairi. Muzvare Johane Mamombe, umwe wevechidiki vechikwata chetajamuka, vati vari kuzoenderera mberi nekuratidzira vakabatana nezvizvarwa zvese zvinoda budiriro yemuZimbabwe.
Tirikutarisira kuti Mugabe ange achipa way forward kunyika yeZimbabwe achitiudza kuti iye ari kusiya chigaro rini zviri kudiwa nevana veZimbabwe because ndo zvatakabvumirana nestairway yakaitwa nezuro.
Muzvare Mamombe vatiwo pane vanhu vari kuvatyityidzira asi vati havasi kuzodzokera kumashure.
Nesituation irimo muZimbabwe tinenge tichiwanikwa tichivictimizwa tichithreatenwa tichidini but isusu hasi zvinhu zvatiri kunyanyotya.
Vamwe vari kutungamira kuratidzira uku Pastor Ivan Mawarire vanotiwo kana hurumende ikasagadzirisa zvavari kuda vari kuronga kumwe kuratidzira svondo rinouya.
Mukasatipindira madimanzi edu nemutoo watakumbira, we are shutting down again. And so government, the ball is in your court. Chiti pindurai, we are ready to close down again within the next few days. And so if we are not hearing from you government, next week on Wednesday we shut down and this time we add another day, Wednesday and Thursday.
Kunyange hazvo vanhu vakawanda vakaratidzira vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato reZANPF vaIgnatius Chombo vaudza bepanhau reHerald kuti vamugaba havana kwavari kuenda uye vacharamba vachitungamira. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Tochimboenda kuvulawayo, zvinhu zvinonzi zvanga zvagadzikana nhasi muguta iri, mabhangi, zvitoro namamwe mabhizimusi zvakavhurwa veruzhinji vachiita mabasa ava akasiyana-siyana semazuva ose. Mutoro wedu wenhau Taura Ishava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kunyange hazvo mange mine mapurisa akawanda mukati meguta pamwe nemumisha inogara veruzhinji muBulawayo, mange mine runyararo muguta iri. Vemakombiwo vange vachitakura vanhu semazuva ose. Pamisika yemunalo Bengula Street nepa Godini apo paive pasina vanhu nezuro range riri besanwa semazuva ose vanotengesa vachiti vari kufara kuti vakwanisa kudzoka pabasa. Mumwe weavo anotengesa munalo Bengula ataura neStudio 7 ndimuzvare namatrime Zorori.
Nezuro takati tichida kukwira makombi kuti tibve kumba kwedu tiuye kuno kuzotengesa nekuti torarama nekutengesa. Mota dzacho dzakadzisiko, marodhi akanga akaiswa madombo. Ndinogara kupumula South ndokwakusina makombi. Muno mutaune makanga musina kana munhu kuratidza kuti maingochisa. Asi nhasi patangoenda pabus stop ndawana kombi ndikakwira ndakutotanga kuti ndishande ndiwararamise vana vangu.
Asi vamwewo vataura neStudio 7 vati vachiri kutyira kuti mhirizhonga inogona kuitika zvekare chero nguva sezvo vanhu vachiramba vachiomerwa neupenyu. Mumwe weavo vari kutyira izvi ndemumwe mushandi wepane imwe kambani yeinsurance uyangozvidoma nezita rekuti Kudzai.
Zvinhu zvinenge zvavakaomo but tichiri kutya cause mapurisa ari everywhere.
Muzvikoro zvakawanda zvashanyirwa neStudio 7 kunyange vadzidzisi vange vari pabasa kwange kuine vana vashoma uye vamwe vavo vange vachitamba panze ukuwo vamwe vachidzokera kumba. Pazvipatara zvikuru zvemubulawayo ngoma yange iri mwe chetesa nezuro sezvo madhokotera nana mukoti vakawanda vasina kuuya kubasa. Mune imwewo nyaya vesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vatumira mamwe magweta kubulawayo kuedza kubatsira vanhu vanoda kusvika zana vakasungwa mumhirizhonga yakaitika nezuro. Vakawanda vevakasungwa vanotarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana. Ndakamirira Studio 7 mubulawayo, ndini Taurai Shava.
Dr. Patson Zamara vanotovambo bvunzurudzwa nemapurisa edivi reLaw and Order epa Harare Central Police Station nhasi masikati pamusoro pekuramwa mabasa kwakaitika munyika nezuro. Dr. Zamara vanoti vanga vaenda pakamba yemapurisa iyi vachida kunopa chikafu kune vamwe vavo vakasungwa apo vaonekwa nematikiti vamana vave kubuda kubva mukamba iyi. Vanoti mapurisa avaudzawo kuti ari kutsvagawo Pastor Ivan Mawarire pamusoro penyaya imwe cheteyo. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Ndinzvangarire kunoona vamwe vedu vatinosevenza navo vakasungwa kana tavarimizira chikafu. Asi zvisineiwo vakasvika ikoko tava kubuda. Mapurisa avanozavo vachindidana vachindipi ndipinde muofisi navo. Takapinda muofisi navo. Vabva vataurira munhu ananga ndinayo kuti aende ndavekuti vanga vada kundibvunza maringe nezvestayaway yakaitwa nezuro. Ivo mutsanangudzo dzavo vari kuti Mbudisi Mawarire neni tajamuka isu tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachisumuka zvine huturu vakanangana nehurumende uyezve nekushoropodza hurumende. Pakani vangwarudawo ndibvunza kuti donzirei chairo chairo mhirei nezvatiri kuita semacitizen.
Saka imi mavaudza kuti chii pamusoro pemibvunzo iyoyo?
Vangoda kunyatsobwirwa nekuti kuda kuti tisvike pasi nedonzo redu kana kuti nechinanga chedu. Zvichitanga vataura kuno isusu zvatiri kuita tiri kuita tiri macitizen uyezve tichipindirirawo zvekudiwa nemacitizen. Saka tirizvikudiwa nemacitizen zvinonge zviri pamutemo uyezve zvinonge tichichiita zvine rugare mukati tichiendera mberi tichidaro tichitendaro kuti hapana patinoita kutyora mutemo kukuita zvatenge tichiita. Taizvataura kuti no tiri kuitika ndekuti macitizen vanhu vemuzimbabwe mazimbabwenzi havachade kumbunyikidzwa vari kuramba kumbunyikidzwa.
Saka vane mhosva dzavakupomera here kana kuti vakuimbisa yekuti vacharamba vachikuongororai kusvika vapedza zvavari kutsvaga?
Kokuona kwandaita nyaya yavachaenda nayo vachidzikadzika nayo kumutambo kwatiri kuita. Asi muzvara nhasi vanwarongondibvunzavo kuti no nini munotarisa nekuti zvichazosvika papi.
Vanga vari Dr. Patson Zamara vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMovement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti kugadzirisa matambudziko atarisana nenyika zvaive kuda kuti vanhu vose vaite mubatira pamwe chuma chemuzukuru. mashoko aya anotevera kusagadzikana kwezvino munyika zvopa kuti vanhu varambe vachiratidzira vachinyunyuta neutongo hwemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naBlessing Zulu Studio 7 navatsvangirai.
Kuratidzira sezvaa takataura kuti vanhu vanofanira kuti varatidzire pasina mhirizho yotenda kuti vechidiki ananyaya nezvake ari kuona mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Vangagoita seiko vana ava ndo vari kusangana nezvinhu zvakawanda, havana mapasa, havana chavainacho, vaenda kuchikoro. Saka moda kuti vaite sei? Chinongodiwa apa ndechekuti hurumende haingatange yati iyo munhu wese angopopota ngaritorowa nechinhu. Ine ichidiwa apa ndechekuti hurumende itange yaona kuti chii chiri kukonzera vanhu kuti vadi vapopote. Then vosorovha problem iyo vasati vatanga kungoisa masoja kana mapurisa kuti varoiva. Zvinosorovha chiizvo? Mangwana unozotadza futi kuti magadzirisa nokudawo kuti unogona kurova nhasi pamangwana mumangwana kozvikaramba zvichidaro zvike zviguma zvatova noumwe mupindo wokuti unotadza kuzvi unoita akazviona kune dzimwe nyika zvinozonzi marevolution ndeyekuda kuti munde masupressa vanhu. The point is kuti the only way yavanozoita kuti vaise shungidzo dzekuenda mustreet nokupotesa.
Asika tiri kudzwa veZANU PF vatsvangirai vachiti ndofunga pane rumwe ruoko apa riri kuita kuti vanhu varatidzire nekuti vanhu havangangopinde mugwagwa vachiratidzira.
Nokuti vakaita sei? Nokuti vanhu veZimbabwe zvazvituta zvokuti hazvizivi kuti upenyu hwavo vanorarama sei. Haungoni kuti utsvake munhu zvakafana nokuwana munhu ha 90, 95, 100 onzi pashaye pachembere pano otanga kusvika ndiani achikachembere iwe uchaziva kuti kufa. Marizens aripo zvikonzero zvokuti vanhu vatsvaridzire zviripo. Hazvidi kutsvaka kuina un'anga, hazvidi kana chisponsori kana chii kana chii. Zviri papa ndezvokuti vana veZimbabwe vasvika kwavanoti ivo enough is enough. And iyo hurumende inofanira kunge ichitaridza kuona kuti pane zvavari kuchema vanhu apa tiri kufambisa takada. Zvino kana uchiti iwe vashandi havana mari, hapana munhu ane mari, kana mabhengi hakuna mari, vana havana mabasa. Zvinhu zviri kuomera munhu wese unozviziva. Saka woti iwe kana vanhu vaakuti iwo tiri kunyuita nezvinhu izvi woti hanzi pane imwe munhu ari kubva kunze taitsvage chii atidei tikafanika tinonzi vanhu veZimbabwe zvimumumu havagoni kuzvitaurira vese.
Saka zvii zvingaitwe neZANU PF semaonero enyu sezvo iri hurumende kudai kuti igadzirise dambudziko rapinda mumusha?
Vanozviziva zvinofanira kuitwa. Without national dialogue hapana solution. Zvinove vanotya manje vanational dialogue because ndo vakatanga kuputa vachiita vakuita zvinhu zvedu pegatani zvinovatadza futi. Saka voita sei? Vanofanira kuswallow their pride vogara pasi navanhu. Voita sei apa? Toita sei? Nemasolutions ariko zvinoita kuti nyika iende mberi.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMovement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Zvichakadaro, vatungamiri vemubatanidzwa wemapato ezvematongerwo enyika weCoalition of Democrats kana kuti CORD vanoti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika zvopa kuti vakawanda vange vachinonga svosve nemuromo. Vatungamiri ava vanoti vaGilbert Dzikiti vedare, Dr. Simba Makoni veMKD, Muzvinafundo Wolfman Ncube veMDC, vaElton Mangoma veRDZ navaFaraimbira veZunde. Mamashoko avo kuvatori venhau, vatungamiri ava vati kubvira vaMugabe zvavakabirira sarudzo, upfumi hwenyika hwabva hwaenda kumawere zvopa kuti vakawanda vanonge svosve nemuromo. Vatiwo nyaya yehuori iri kupawo kuti zvinhu zviomere vakawanda munyika. Vatungamiri ava vatiwo nyaya yekurwisana mubato reZANU PF yapawo kuti nhengo dzebato iri dzipedze nguva dzichirwisana ukuwo nyika ichitsva. Vatiwo nyaya yehurombo ndo yapa kuti vanhu vaumbe masangano akaita sehashtag this flag, Occupy Africa Unity Square, Tajamuka nemamwe vachinyunyuta nekuratidzira. Kodi yati vaMugabe vanofanira kuteerera vanhu vogadzirisa zvichemo zvavo kwete kungoti vanofurirwa nevarungu. Vashandi vehurumende nhasi vaenderera mberi nekuramwa mabasa kunyange hazvo varayiridzi vava namihoro yavo yachikumi ukuwo vana chiremba nevakoti vachitarisirwa kuwanawo mihoro yavo nemusi wechishanu anove mangwana. Asi va George Mushipe vanove mutauriri Apex Council uye vachitungamira sangano re Zimbabwe Democratic Teachers Union vanoti masangano evashandi vehurumende ose ari gumi nemashanu anosangana akazosangana ndinodzokorora asangana akasunga kuti nengo dzavo dzidzokere kumabasa mangwana kuitira kupa mukana kuhurukuro dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa nemusi wemuvhuro pakati pevashandi nevamiriri vehurumende. Kunyange hazvo varayiridzi vava namihoro yavo zvinonzisana remadhora ravakafanopiwa nehurumende rabva rangobatwa pamihoro iyoyi. Asi zvinonzi vashandi vehurumende ava vabudawo pachena kuti kana vakasawana mihoro yavo yemwedzi wachikunguru panopera mwedzi uno vachapinda zvakare mukurangwa mabasa kubva kutanga kwanyamavhuvhu. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamushipe.
Chifungo chimwe chinoratidza kuti mangwana mupresidenti wehurumende ari kufamba ari pabasa. Kozi tiri kuona kuti mari dzavo dzevadzidzi dzapinda nyange zvadzo dzapinda tinogunguna ikoko kwekuti dzauya dzakatotorwa ka100 kaya kuplanning yacho inobva yanetsa. Chimwe chisimbo chatasuka chikuru ndechekuti izvozvo toda kuti mari yajulai unoyu tiiwanewo muna julai imomunomu. Voti kasaiwanazve muna julai munomu rinova dambudziko nekuti planning yedu inobva yaenda it goes into disarray. Saka izvozvo izvihurumende vatataurava vari pabasa mangwana. Asi tichiti zvakare zvavari kuitwa gozi kune vamwe vari kufamba patiwe from services commission kuti vanhu vavarege kutoita victimizing yavari kuita iyi vanhu vanoenda mangwana gozi inovatambira.
Ko vepublic service commission vari kubatawo sei chiitiko ichochi?
No, chatiri kungonzwa tine mareports ekuti vari kusvika pachikoro vongobvunza kuti vanhu vasipo vacho havana kuuya nechikonzero chei, varipo vacho vari kuticha here nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi tiri kuti no, vanhu vakatadza kuenda kubasa not because havadi but people are incapacitated, which is why kuti mangwana we expect vashandi vehurumende mateacher and staff vange vapabasa because mari yekuti pay yavo nyange yakanonoka zvayo. We are not also happy niya kuti mari yacho yanonoka kuuya. Ndosaka tiri kuti mari yajulai ngaiuye muna julai munomu. Zvikasadaro tinogona kutora similar action iyoyo bodo tigone kuplana kuti mwedzi watashanda iyoyo ngativarwe tichipiwa chi mari dzedu. Ende chimwe chekuti hatina kuda kudimanda salary increase because tiku appreciate mamira ekonomi yedu but then tikuti shoma yacho iyoyo nguva yatashandaka ngaichiuya because that we are able to plan with that little that we are getting.
Asi hurumende yati yakuzivisa here paimire panyaya dzemihoro yenyu yajulai uno?
Ndiri kufara because izvozvo izvi kuseni kuno ndatodzwa nachairperson edu maAlexander kuti hurumende yanyora tsamba kuti tiite meetings wemonday which I think is a very positive development. So we remain open to the dialogue kuti kana kuti yaitaura tongonzwisana pamadzisa acho iwayai so that able to plan as vati musi wakati ndiwanawo mari yangu vazhinji tinoroja izvozvo zvinhu ibatsaibatsa chaa matinoroja.
Vanga vari mutauriri weApex Council uye vari mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Democratic Teachers Union vaGeorge Mushipe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, mutungamiri wesangano ravana chiremba reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Nyamande vanoti kuratidzira kwavo kuri kuenderera mberi kunyange hurumende yati yave kukurumidza kuvapa mari. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yavaita naBlessing Zulu.
Muzvipatara iyoyi hationa hamusi kushanda zvakanaka, matheta zvakawanda zvakafarwa. Vanachiremba vashomashoma varipo, vatori vana chiremba vari kubva kuani nekumasecurity forces vakakumbirwa kunzi vave vabatsire situation iripo.
Saka pari kutorwa vamwe varwere here kana kuti parongotorwa vaya vanenge vachinyanyisa kurwara?
Parikutongore vamaenegesi vanorwara zvakanyanyisa.
Asi tiri kunzwawo kuti hurumende inenge yati yako kupai mari dzenyu nekuchimbidza kwete zora wangu wambotara, zviri kufamba sei? Maudzwa kuti kudii?
Tangozoonawo musocial media, hatisati tapuwa communication iri formal kuti ndo zvatarwa nehurumende. Asi tichitarisa pane zvataona, zvanzi tichazoita kubhadharwa mari yedu musi wa8 instead of musi wa14 wanga wakambotarwa pakutanga.
Ukapuwa mari idzi mune imodzokera kubasa here?
Tichiri kuconsulta.
Mutungamiri wesangano ravana chiremba reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Nyamande vari parunare muHarare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, Blessing abatawo vakafanobata chigaro chegurukota rezvevashandi vehurumende vasupamandi wanzira avo vati vari kuedza kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa vashandi.
Vashandi vehurumende vazhinji vati vakatobhadharwa. Vasati vabhadharwa vana chiremba nevakoti vari kubhadharwa nemusi wechishanu. Vamwe vakatobhadharwa kudaro.
Saka ko iyo hurumende iri kuti kudii nemamiriro aita zvinhu munyika unaribhobhadhwanzira?
Mamiriro aita zvinhu seapi?
kuratidzira kwevanhu zvichemo zvacho zvichagadziriswa here?
Toziva kuti kune vanhu vasiri kufara nenyaya yekuti masivhu sevenzi haasati abhadharwa nokukasika. Ende iyoyo inyaya yakakosha nekuti hapana munhu anofanira kushanda asingabhadharwa mari yake. Ende toziva sehurumende kuti masivhu sevenzi vanhuwo vanofanira kuwanawo mari yavo nenguva. Vane mhuri, vamwe vanobhadhara marendi, vamwe vane zvikwereti maloni avakatora. Saka mari yavo ikanonoka zvino vakanganisikawo basa ravo ravanoita. Ende tinofanira kuti mari yavo ibhadharwe nokukasika. Chiripo chechokwadi ndechekuti hurumende mari yacho yanga isipo kuti ibhadharwe pazuva raifanira kubhadharwa. Asi hurumende yanga ichishanda nekushingaira kuti dai vashandi vehurumende vabhadharwa nokukasika nokuti vanoita basa rakakosha chaizvo chaizvo.
Vakafanobata chigaro chegurukota rezvevashandi vehurumende vasupamandiwanzira vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Muchuchisi mukuru wehurumende vaJohannes Tomana nasi vasvitsa chikumbiro kudare chekuti mutongi ari kunzwa nyaya yavari kupomerwa yekushandisa masimba awo zvisiri izvo pabasa ageze maoko panyaya iyi. Nekune rumwe rutivi, mutongi uyu akatarisirwa kutura mutongo mangwana pachikumbiro chevaratidziri vanodarika zana vakasungwa muHarare nemusi wemuvhuro chekuti vatongwe vachibva kudzimba dzavo. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Gweta iri, Advocate Tabani Mpofu, rati maoko avachikweko akasviba, nekuti ndivo vakanzwa nyaya yekuti vatomana vatongwe nenyaya vari kupomerwa iyi, kana kuti remand hearing, nokudaro, vanofanira kugeza maoko avo, kuitira kuti nyaya iyi inyatsotongwa zvakaswatuka. Kutongwa kwenyaya vatomana kwanga kuchifanira kutanga nhasi, asi izvo zvakundikana zvitevera chikumbiro chasvitswa kudare navatomana ichi kuburikidza negweta ravo vachikwekwe vati vachatura mutongo wavo panyaya iyi mangwana. Vatomana vari kupomerwa mhosva yekushandisa masimba avo zvisirizvo panyaya yevanhu vari muchiuto vanonzi vaida kubhomba kupurazi remutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kumaZoe. Zvichakadaro, vaMugabe nhasi vagadza komiti kana kuti tribunal ichaferefeta vatomana pamhosva dzavari kupomerwa neJudicial Services Commission dzekusatevedzera mitongo inenge yaturwa nematare. Nekune rumwe rutivi, rimwe remagweta akamirira vaMugabe panyaya yakakwidzwa navaJealous Maware kumatare yakakonzera kuti sarudzo dziitwe muna 2013 vaRei Gova ndivo vadomwa navaMugabe kuti vambofanobata masimba emuchuchisi mukuru wehurumende uku vatomana vachiferefetwa nekomiti iyi. Mune imwe nyaya yanga iri mumatare nhasi, vachikwekwe vati vachatura mutongo wavo mangwana pachikumbiro chakasvitswa kudare nemagweta ari kumirira vasungwa zana neina vakasungwa nemuvhuro kuEpworth nekumabvuku mushure mekuratidzira. Hurumende iri kupomera vasungwa ava mhosva yekukonzera mhirizhonga munzvimbo mbiri idzi. Rimwe remagweta evasungwa ava vaObey Shava vaudza Studio 7 kuti mutongi wedare haana kutarisa nyaya yavakasvitsa kudare nezuro yekuti pavasungwa ava pane vana vadiki vasingakodzere kuti vamiswe pamberi pedare nezvenyaya iyi, avo vanonzi vakabatanidzirwa mukusungwa kwakaitwa vasungwa ava nemapurisa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa-919 AM, pa-4930, kana pa-11605, ni-15460 kHz pa-shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica vari kutarisirwa kusangana kuKigali kuRwanda nemusi wesvondo kumusangano weAfrican Union kuti vasarudze sachigaro mutsva weAfrican Union Commission. Sachigaro aripo pari zvino amai ngosazana Dlamini Zuma vekuSouth Africa vari kusiya chigaro ichi mushure mekutungamira sangano iri kwemakore mana. Kusvika pari zvino pane vanhu vatatu vari kukwikwidzana kubva kuBotswana, Equatorial Guinea uye kuUganda. African Union iri kutarisirwawo kuzeya nyaya yedare reInternational Criminal Court. Vamwe muAU vari kuti sangano iri rinofanira kubuda mudare iri sezvo vachiti rine rusarura vachiripomera mhosva yekungosunga nekutonga vatungamiri venyika dzekuAfrica. Sangano re Obama Foundation rinoti imwe kambani yeku New York neimwe yeku Chicago ndidzo dzapiwa basa rekuvaka Obama Presidential Center yemutungamiri wenyika va Barack Obama. Vatungamiri wenyika dzeAmerica vanenge vaenda pamudyandigere vanovaka masenda kana kuti ma presidential libraries kuti vagoisa zvinyorwa zvavo nenhoroondo dzavo dzekutungamira nyika yeAmerica. Obama Center iyi iri kuvakwa kuChicago. Chirongwa chekusaenda kumabasa chakaitwa nezuro icho chakarongwa nechikwata chetajamuka pamwe nemasangano akasiyana siyana vachishanda ndinodzokorora vachishamba maoko padande mutande reFacebook, WhatsApp neTwitter chiri kutambirwa nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Varongi vechirongwa ichi vanoti vakabudirira zvikuru sezvo veruzhinji vakaratidza kusafara kwavo nehurumende iri kutonga. Asi vamwe vanoti zvakaitika nezuro zvakadzosera shure upfumi hwenyika. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Rachel West Studio 7 ataura navagadzira chirumhanzu vanove nhengo yeZANU PF inoongorora zvematongerwo enyika pamwe navapromisi mukwananzi vanove mutauriri wechikwata cheTajamuka. Tatanga nekunzwa vamukwananzi kuti vanoona sei urongwa hwavo hwane zuro.
Kuratidzira kwakabudirira zvachose, takafara nekubuda nekuteerera. Nekuteera kakaita vanhu nekutsigira chirongwa chekuratidzira kusafara kwedu nechihurumende chiripo ichichiita zvinhu zvisakarurama zvisingabetseri kuti nyika iendere mberi.
Vachirumhanzu, munowirirana here nematauriro ari kuita vamukwananzi neurongwa hwavo vane zuro?
Handingazi kuti urongwa hwavamukwananzi here kana kuti because we understand kuti pane zvikwata zvikwata vaikurudzirana kuti vanhu vasainda. Zvinongodependa kuti munhu ari papi kuti zvakaitika kana kuti hazvina kuitika, kuti zvakabudirira kana kuti hazvina kubudirira, kana zvakaita half half or whatever it is. Saka zviri difficult, you know. Saka zvakatoome, but zvisinei, kana takutaura pamusoro peekonomi, zvakatodzorera nyika kumashure. Vanhu vasina kuenda vachiti ivo vari kuda kufixa government, nokusaziva kwavo zvakatodzorera nyika kumashure. Nokuti production haifana kunge iripo. Zvaifana kuti ndee zvakaproduciswa nezuro hazvina.
Ndodzokera kwamuri vamukwananzi, muri kunzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa navachirumhanzu kuti zvakaitika izvi zvakadzora upfumi hwenyika kumashure. Munoti kudii nazvo?
Upfumi hupiko vanotaura hunodzoka kumashure? Nyika itorina upfumi yainawo, hapana iri pamagumo, hakuna kwaichadzokera. Pairi pana pairi pamudhuri wekumagumo.
Vamukwananzi, vachirumhanzo vari kuti izvo mukuradzira kwamakaitawo kuimimi makanga makubatsirwa nezvizvarwa zvedzimwe nyika, munoti kudii nazvo?
Vanopenga vachirumhanzo.
Aiwa, ngatitaure hedu tisingashandise mashoko ekunyombana.
Aiwa, tisiwa nyomba ndochokwadi. Ndava vanoshanda muno muZimbabwe ndeve muZimbabwe, vakanga vakagara kumba. Handisi kana vachirumhanzo vacho vachigara kuSouth Africa.
Vachirumhanzo, mungapindure mashoko ari kutaurwa navamukwananzi?
Vanditi ndinopenga hangu, asi nokupenga kwavanoti ndinopenga ndofunga ivo ndo vakatonyanyisa. You know, kana munhu achiramba chokwadi chiri pachena achipupura nhema, ndofunga ndiye anotonyanyisa kupenga. Ko ava vaiva kuna namufako vachiinda bvunga mupopoti ndavapi?
Pindurai mubvunzo yamukwananzi.
Vanhu vanga vachifamba vachirova vanhu kuti dai maenda kumabasa, vanhu vachirambira muzimba dzavo nemapurisa vachakaona vanhu vanga murodhi votanga kuvatinha semombe kuti vaende kumabasa. Vatiri kuda kuenda kumabasa.
Vanga vari vapromisi mukwananzi vanove mutauriri wechikwata cheTajamuka. Manzwawo zvakare kubva kuna vagadzira chirumhanzu vanove nhengo yeZANU PF vachiongorora zvematongerwo enyika muhurukuro yanga ichikokerwa naRachel Tom. Musakangana chirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuratidzira kwakaitwa munyika yose nezuro. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti hurumende inofanira kugara pasi yotaurirana nemapato pamwe nevanhu vari kuratidzira nyika isati yaenda kumawere. VeHashtag This Flag neveTajamuka vanoti hapana kudzokera kumashure panyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitika munyika. Dr. Patson Dzamara vanombobvunzurudzwa nemapurisa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiya mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 7th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi. Here are our top stories this evening. The situation is tense but calm today following nationwide protests, with some of the organizers of the Stay Away urging President Mugabe to resign.
By the 31st of August, President Mugabe must have spoken to the nation about the crisis that is in the country. And we are very interested to know when he intends to step down, as demanded by the people. He has failed.
A senior government official says the import ban on some basic commodities is being misinterpreted by most people. And Zimbabwe's prosecutor general has been suspended. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Organizers of yesterday's national shutdown at Jamuka Sesijikile campaign today gave President Robert Mugabe until the end of August to give the nation a timeline for the resolution of the country's economic crisis. The Jamuka movement organized the Stay Away in conjunction with Pastor Evans Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag and members of the public. Tajamuka Sesijikile says that President Mugabe should also tell the nation about when he's likely to step down after allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Reporter Ivan Chifera has more details.
Noma was retained to Harare and most parts of the country today, though police maintained a heavy presence in some suburbs that were rocked by violence yesterday during the national shutdown. Organizers Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign commended Zimbabweans for a successful shutdown, adding there will be more action until President Robert Mugabe's government addresses people's concerns or resigns. Tajamuka Sesijikile spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi said President Mugabe has become a sticking point in the resolution of the Zimbabwean crisis. He says Mr. Mugabe must go.
We've said that by the 31st of August, President Mugabe must have spoken to the nation about the crisis that is in the country. And we are very interested to know when he intends to step down, as demanded by the people. He has failed, and we don't believe that in the state that he is now, he is in a capacity to superintend over the pressing state of affairs in the country. We need a transitional leader that has the agility to be able to supervise this crisis and ensure that there is a transitional process, a peaceful transitional process to legitimacy.
The group made several demands which Mkwananzi said were not negotiable. These include the immediate release of all people arrested during protests in the last few days, a return of abducted human rights activist Itai Dzamara, the abandonment of bond notes, a reversal of legislation banning the importation of some goods, and the implementation of the new constitution and electoral reforms.
It is important to state here that Tajamuka will not accept an irregular election, let alone a government whose legitimacy is contested.
Mukwananzi said he was aware the government was planning all sorts of things to criminalize their non-violent campaign. At the same time, Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo said the ruling ZANU-PF government would not be shaken by the countrywide protests, which he blamed on Western embassies. He, however, said state security organs were working around the country to control the situation. More than 150 people have been arrested countrywide since the protests started last week. Zimbabwe National Students Union President Alistair Funye told Studio 7 the student community was proud of the Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign and they were fully behind it.
It's such a good platform that we really admire, that as for once and in the history of Zimbabwe, we've seen young people converging, putting away different ideas, putting away different interests, saying, no, it's our time.
Political commentator and media center director Ernest Muzengi said the success of yesterday's mass action shows the people's deep resentment in the way they are treated by the government.
These are citizens
ordinary citizens, church people, ordinary civic society activists, and others.
Meanwhile, President Mugabe is tomorrow expected to address a rally at Chipadze Stadium in Bindura National in Central Province. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
Thanks, Ivan. And news we are just receiving is that two members of the Tajamuka movement have been allegedly abducted in broad daylight in the capital city, Harare. We are going to give you more details as they are made available to us. Meanwhile, in Bulawayo, the situation was back to normal with banks, shops and other businesses open and ordinary people going about their usual business. Correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more.
Despite a heavy presence by the police in the central business district and in the high-density suburbs, there was relative calm throughout, even in Makokoba, where police yesterday clashed with protesters. Commuter omnibus operators were back on the roads as it was business as usual. A commuter omnibus driver, who only identified himself as Jablani, said like most of his colleagues, he had heeded yesterday's stay away and was hoping to make up for the lost time.
The situation is far much better today compared to yesterday. We can manage to ferry passengers from here to the locations and from locations to Bulawayo, though the business is a bit slow.
There was the usual hive of activity at the flea market centers on Lobengula Street and Egodini commuter omnibus terminus, with some of the vendors saying they were happy to be back at work. But some of the people who spoke to Studio 7 said they are still anxious that there could be more violent protests as ordinary people continue to experience hardships due to the ongoing economic crisis in the country. One such person is a secretary who only identified herself as Kudzai and works for an insurance firm.
I'm still scared to go outside. We don't even know what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. The situation is unpredictable. Police are everywhere. We are scared. We're just scared.
In most schools which Studio 7 visited, particularly primary schools, teachers reported for duty, but nearly half of the school children were absent. Most of those who had come to school spent the day playing in the school grounds or returned home early. The situation was reported to be the same as yesterday at Bulawayo's major hospitals, as most doctors and nurses did not report for work. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights deployed more lawyers to Bulawayo to help represent nearly 100 people who were arrested in the city in the wake of yesterday's protests. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights regional manager Lizo Jamela told Studio 7 over the phone that only four of those arrested had so far appeared in court. He, however, could not provide further details as he was busy coordinating efforts to ensure that those who remain in custody are released or brought to court.
Bulawayo, only a few, as those who were at Luveve, the majority who were at Nzilikazi haven't been taken to court. Nzilikazi, there were 86. Luveve, there were four.
Most of those who were arrested during Wednesday's protest are expected to appear in court tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.
In Chinoy, there have been mixed feelings over the impact of national protests staged yesterday by civil society leaders, with some people saying this has forced the government to fast-track the payment of civil servant salaries today. Arthur Chigoriwa reports from the Mashonaland West Provincial Capital.
Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Provincial Chairperson Rusten Mutapka told Studio 7 that politically the stay away had an immediate impact, as this appears to have forced the government to bring forward pay dates of civil servants' outstanding salaries from next week to tomorrow. Indications are that teachers were paid today as promised by the government. Mutapka said they started the stay away on Tuesday and the other sectors that depend on civil servants like vendors joined yesterday.
The industrial action that we took as civil servants was a success. Success in the sense that, for example, in the education sector, many schools were closed, especially those in urban areas. The health sector was supposed to get their salaries on the 14th of this month, but then the government changed the date to tomorrow, the 8th. It shows that there is a very big impact on our industrial action.
Another protester who wanted to be identified only as Clifford said government is panicking at the moment following the protest.
The government, as an employer,
is actually panicked, because we understand they are going to pay the rest of civil service tomorrow.
Cleva Choguza, a resident of Rovimbo High Desert suburb in Shinoi, said politically it was a victory for demonstrators as it forced President Robert Mugabe to promptly organize a rally in Bindura tomorrow, where he is expected to speak on issues affecting Zimbabweans.
You could see their resistance, but we pushed them. They all managed to have a political meeting. In the political, they concluded that the president should address the public tomorrow in Bindura.
Maingire said the current political leadership will not listen like they always do.
There won't be any impact because the leadership will not take any action. Things will remain the same, so nothing's going to change.
Shinoi-based social and economic commentator Edmo Mazarure said stay-aways will worsen the already bad situation and they will not solve anything. Mazarure said instead of staying away, people should demand what they want.
The economy is on its knees. The impact is very negligible because things are going down. You talk about things like corruption. People should demand rather than stay away. Because if you don't demand certain things to happen and you stay away, staying away, I mean, doing nothing does not bring anything.
Meanwhile, it was business as usual today in Shinoi, although some shops opened a little bit late because they were not quite sure whether the stay away was still on. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, Industry and Commerce Permanent Secretary Abigail Shoniwa says a lack of clarity on the import ban of some basic commodities could have fueled protests at the Beitbridge border post. Shoniwa says people are free to import some of the goods listed in the new law for domestic consumption only. Reporter Lloyd Amoyo has more details.
Addressing delegates attending a three-day Buy Zimbabwe 2016 local summit in Mutare today, Shoniwa said the import ban only affects the commercial sector and not individuals who buy goods for domestic consumption. She also stated that the import ban under Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016 was not targeted at South African goods alone.
This SI was not meant to target South Africa. This SI means that if you bring a product from beyond, I don't know, anywhere in the world, and it comes and it's on that SI, it will be affected. It's not an SI to ban products from South Africa.
She said the Buy Zimbabwe campaign, which is canvassing for the purchase of local goods, is a noble idea and urged companies to produce quality goods that compete well with others from different nations. Included on the list of banned import are goods like furniture, baked beans, potato crisps, cereals, bottled water, mayonnaise, salad cream, peanut butter, jams, mayo, canned fruits and vegetables, pizza base, yogurts, flavored milks, dairy juice blends, ice creams, cultured milk and cheese. The Buy Zimbabwe Summit ends Friday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.
Thanks, Lloyd. Meanwhile, all the 15 civil servants unions have agreed to call off their strike from tomorrow to give room to dialogue with the government. But sources told Studio 7 that the workers have made it clear that they will only go back on strike if July salaries are not paid before the 1st of August. Teachers were paid June salaries as promised by government today, and workers in the health sector are set to get their salaries tomorrow instead of the 14th of this month, as previously stated. Apex Council spokesperson George Mushipe, who is also the president of the Zimbabwe Democratic Teachers Union, tells Studio 7 that the government has called for a meeting next Monday to discuss the payment of July salaries.
I think it just confirms that the pay date that was announced by the government, that teachers would get their salary on the 7th of July, I can confirm that that happened. We are also happy to hear that those in the health sector are also getting theirs on Friday, the 8th of July 2016. But we are also saying, from now onwards, we want to get paid in that same month that would have worked. We are also disappointed that the rest of the civil service have not yet received theirs. We are also feeling that their own pay date would be brought forward together with our pensioners. That would actually boost morale among civil servants in as well as the pensioners.
What's the position with your July salaries? Has the government said anything about this?
It's an item on the agenda for our Monday meeting. Only then should we be able then to communicate anything about that. But our demand remains the same, that we must be paid in July. Those who have worked in July, we must be able to plan using the salary that I should earn in that particular month that I've worked. We have demonstrated our displeasure at those units of shifting of pay days. And I think pan is there somewhere. The money is there somewhere, which is why I then say that we just need to have our salaries come in that month as well. Because if we had not made noise about it, those in the outside have still been paid on 14 July. But because we spoke strongly against it, which is why they've been able now to push the debt further. Which also means if we had made noise earlier in June, possibly we could have received our salaries in June. But then we can't leave to make noise before we get our salaries. It would be very unfortunate.
That was APEX Council spokesperson George Mushipe, who is also the president of the Zimbabwe Democratic Teachers Union, on the phone from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, an analysis of the nationwide protests that brought Zimbabwe to a standstill yesterday.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
And now we take a look at regional and international news. The chief of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is defending his decision not to pursue a criminal case against Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified national security information while she was Secretary of State, even though she said investigators found great carelessness in her use of private, unsecured email servers. And a man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in the Midwestern city, Falcon Heights, Minnesota. It was the second fatal police shooting of an African-American man by white police officers in as many days. As mentioned earlier on, Zimbabweans yesterday staged a public protest expressing their dismay over the deteriorating economic situation, corruption, and other issues. The government reacted angrily to the national stairway with Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo threatening to take drastic action on the organizers of the protest. But what is expected to come out of the stairway, which undoubtedly is giving government officials sleepless nights? For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached Hepson Ncube of the Jamuka Sesijikile movement and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. Ncube says the stairway has left government officials shaken to the core.
What we are going to do next is to make sure that President Mugabe resigns with immediate effect, that President Mugabe dissolves cabinet, that President Mugabe dissolves parliament, so that the people of Zimbabwe express their concerns fully. What we are going to do also is to make sure that on the 9th of July, as we have heard, we are going to make sure that every concerned citizen of this country, including the members of parliament from ZANU-PF, including young people from ZANU-PF, including everyone from ZANU-PF, should make sure that they demonstrate to President Mugabe that his policies have failed this country and the nation as a whole.
Honorable Chuma, I think you can hear what Mr. Ncube is saying. So at the end of the day, you know, there have been these protests, and do you think he's being fair in whatever he's saying right now?
The so-called protests, according to the hashtag, the Jamuka hashtag, sensitive hashtag, this flag, you cannot say that they have realized any results at all, because here what I majorly see are results of fear that are induced into people, fear to say that if you bomb the combi to work, we're going to bomb it. Fear to say that if you go to work, we're going to follow you at work and bomb you. out of your work, and if fear that if you're in your house and you're a policeman or something who follow you there and bomb you out. So it was fear. So fear won the day yesterday. I'm not sure if Jamuga has the existing won anything at all, because on their own they did not do anything, but out of fear. I remember yesterday I saw a letter from one school in Harare, Chisipite, which was from the board, saying that addressed to parents, saying that the board has decided that they were going to close the school out of fear of our children's safety. They did not say that in solidarity with the hashtag that Jamuga hashtag CGC. They said out of fear, not out of solidarity. Even the workers that did not go to work, most of them would tell you that it was out of fear, but not out of solidarity. So maybe next time when they want to do this, let them do it in a voluntary manner whereby they don't induce fear to anybody. Let people come in voluntarily and partake of that demonstration voluntarily, but not because they fear.
Mr. Ngube, your reaction, quick reaction to that.
I think Mr. Chuma is behaving like what the ZBC has done. The ZBC has fooled the people of Zimbabwe. The ZBC has lied to the citizens of this country, and they violated the broadcasting laws by misleading the nation. What they said is that they claimed that the situation was normal in Bulawayo. The situation was not normal in Bulawayo. They even claimed that it was also raining. So I wonder if a normal person can listen to that. Comrade Chuma is behaving like Robert Mugabe and ZBC, and that is a total lie. Actually, the people that they have demonstrated are demonstrating because they did not receive their salaries. The doctors have done so. The people of Zimbabwe have done so. There was no fear instilled in them by anyone else, but that was a true commitment towards liberating themselves from the tyranny and ZANU-PF. So, Comrade Chuma, I know you are living in fear because you are in ZANU-PF. You fear that at the end of the day you will be victimized by ZANU-PF. And I know what you are speaking is not your mind. And you know it very well. I know you will agree with me. Come the election time, I know what you are going to vote for. And you know that ZANU-PF has failed this nation. And the people have demonstrated in solidarity, not in fear. So don't behave like ZANU-PF. Don't behave like Mugabe. Behave in a reality manner. This nation is suffering. This nation has been driven through the drain by the President Robert Gabriel Mugabe. So, Comrade Juma, what you are saying is something that is out of your mind. What you are saying is unreal. Wake up and face reality. And we know that some people like you are supporting this cause because Mugabe has failed this nation.
Honorable Juma, briefly.
My brother seems to be getting a bit emotional, but all I'm saying is that if their exercise has to be judged, let it be judged in a fair manner, whereby you don't bend tires, you don't put blockers on the road, you don't disallow people to go about their business, but instead give people a choice to do that out of their free will. They will say, yes, you have achieved something. But the moment you put blockers on the road and bend tires and send messages threatening violence, there's no longer a free will. There's now an element of fear. That is why I said fear won the day yesterday. And I want us to have a day where normalcy will win the day, whereby I, even if I'm ZANU-PF, will choose on my own to say I want to train and stay in. Not because I fear that if I don't do this, this will happen to me.
That was ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. You also heard from Hepson Ncube, a member of the Jamuga Sesijikile campaign, speaking with Studio 7 Skips Dube. We will air a second part of this interview tomorrow, so stay tuned. Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana was suspended today pending investigations by a tribunal appointed by President Robert Mugabe. At the same time, Tomana's trial on allegations of abuse of office failed to kick off after he asked the magistrate to recuse himself. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
President Mugabe today announced that prominent lawyer Ray Gova, who represented him in a high-profile case brought to court by Jealous Mawarire, which resulted in Zimbabwe holding national elections in 2013, before the implementation of key democratic reforms, would be the acting prosecutor general. At the same time, Mr. Mugabe appointed a tribunal that will investigate Tomana on various allegations raised by the Judicial Services Commission. Members of the tribunal took oath of office at State House today. The commission has accused Tomana of disrespecting court orders, among other issues. The Judicial Services Commission complained to President Mugabe that Tomana was no longer fit to continue as the country's prosecutor general after leveling those allegations against him. While members of the new tribunal were being sworn in at State House, Tomana was at the Harare Magistrates Court, where he applied for Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe to recuse himself in a matter where he is being accused of abuse of office as a public officer. In his application, Tomana's attorney, Advocate Tabani Mpofu, said Chikwekwe was not suitable to preside over his client's trial because his hands were not clean. Mpofu submitted that Chikwekwe presided over Tomana's remand proceedings and could not therefore preside over his trial. While the state opposed the application, Mpofu submitted that his client would not get a fair trial, adding that Chikwekwe's recusal would ensure that the ends of justice were met. Chikwekwe said he would give his ruling on Tomana's application for his recusal tomorrow. The application resulted in his trial that was set to begin today to be put on hold pending Chikwekwe's ruling. Tomana is facing criminal charges after being accused of illegally releasing suspects, accused of allegedly plotting to bomb Bugushungo Dairies, a multi-million dollar business venture owned by President Mugabe's family. In another matter that was before the courts, Magistrate Chikwekwe deferred his ruling to tomorrow in a case in which 104 protesters who were arrested in Mavuku and Epworth suburbs on Monday are facing charges of public violence. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shava, said some of the accused persons failed to appear in court for their bail application owing to injuries sustained when police officers set dogs on them and assaulted them during the demonstrations.
I can confirm that six of our clients, the accused persons, were unable to attend court today owing to the fact that they were critically ill. The prison officers saw it fit in their wisdom that they should not bring them to court. They were left on their beds, on their sick beds, so to speak.
Shara added that the magistrate also did not entertain the defense lawyer's request for arrested minor children to be released. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Please, listeners, note that tomorrow we have an exclusive interview with MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
We have been on record warning government not to take the simmering crisis and the simmering sentiment expressed by the people lightly, that they should respond and deal with the problems that people are raising instead of using violence to beat up people before even you are in a position to respond to the people's concerns. We have always said as MDC, we don't believe in violence. We have already expressed the fact that violence is not a solution. But if the state is at the forefront of unleashing violence against the people, then it is the state that is self-destabilizing.
That there is MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Don't miss the full interview here on Studio 7 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye and Praxedis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners about the must stay away that happened yesterday. And now to recap today's top stories. The situation is tense but calm today following nationwide protests in Zimbabwe, with some of the organizers of the Stay Away urging President Robert Mugabe to resign. A senior government official says the import ban on some basic commodities is being misinterpreted by most people. That's it for tonight. And now please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungamili Nkomo. This is Chris Gande in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Jaheli Dala, Chris Gande, samukele mthwakazi omuhle. Si ngene kuhlelo lwanamhlanje kona pa ku Studio 7 kungolwesine mhla ka 7 ngoNtulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ubaba uMgabe simnika up to August 31 ukuthi atshele ilizwe ukuthi yena uzaphumula nini njengoba simuntu ubaba sekhulile seluphele uyaphumula nini uyanika nini abanye ithuba lokuthi labo bakhokhele ilizwe maybe bangenza ukungcono lokho asibone yena ekwenza.
Enye yenhlanganiso eziqoqe ukukhalala imisebenzi kwabantu lokuvalwa kwamabhizimusi izolo iTajamuka sesijikile ithi ifuna uMongameli Mgabe abe sesukile embusweni ekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo.
Thina njengenhlanganiso zezisebenzi ezisebenzela uhulumende okugoqela eyami ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, namhlanje sikubone kufanele ukuthi-ke sesingaphika amalunga ethu abuyele emsebenzini kungasiko ukuthi-ke siyasuthisika ngokwenzakeleyo.
Izisebenzi zikahulumende eziqale ukukhalala umsebenzi ngolwesibili ngemva kokwehluleka kukahulumende ukuzibhadala iholo lenyanga edluleyo zithi zizabuyela emsebenzini kusasa. Ukusilela kwedola lemelika kwenza inengi emangweni weplumtree eliqhubeke lisebenzisa irand lakwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela kulumsakazo. Amabhizimusi amanengi ebevuliwe namuhla abantu besebenza njengensukwini kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi lokuvalwa kwamabhizimusi izolo abantu besola ukwehluleka kwebandla leZANU-PF ukulungisisa umnotho. Endaweni ezike zaba lodlakela ezifana leMufakose eHarare bekuthuli. Enye inhlanganiso eziqoqe ukukhalala imisebenzi lokuvalwa kwamabhizimusi izolo iTajamuka sesijikile ithi ifuna uMongameli Robert Mugabe abe sesukile esihlalweni ekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo omhlaka 31 ngoNcwabakazi, kubika uMavis Gama.
Le nkuthazo iza ngemva komkhankaso wokutshengisela kwaZulu weZimbabwe ilizwe lonke ngolwesithathu inkokheli yenhlanganiso eziphatheke kiwo okubalisa eyeTajamuka sesijikile isithi makungabuyelwa emuva kuze kufezeke lokho okufunwa nguZulu. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe eMedia Center lamhla, inkokheli yeTajamuka sesijikile ibo nguZulu ngokuphatheka kulo mkhankaso. Isikhulumeli salenhlanganiso emanyanisa ontanga bamabandla ezombusazwe alichumilane, umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, uthi usehlulekile uMgabe lebandla lakhe leZANU-PF sekumele achiyele abanye.
Kuliqiniso lokubaba uMgabe simnika up to August 31 ukuthi atshele ilizwe ukuthi yena uzaphumula nini njengoba simuntu ubaba sekhulile seluphele uyaphumula nini uyanika nini abanye ithuba lokuthi labo bakhokhele ilizwe maybe bangenza ukungcono lokho asibone yena ekwenza.
Ulandule lo mbiko osubhoda ebulenjini osukhankasela ukuthi aze uZulu ukuba afole elubhekise estate house mhlaka 9 yona le inyanga ukubamba ngamandla uMgabe ukuba asuke ebukhosini.
Asilani lokwenza nalokhu, thina nxa silento zokwenza sizalitshela sisebenzisa ama-channels esichasele wona aweTajamuka. Mina yimi umkhulumeli weTajamuka eZimbabwe, yimi engizabe ngikhuluma ukuthi sesisiya ngaphi sichasisela uZulu weZimbabwe oluhamba njani.
Wakhuthaza amapholisa ukuba ehlukane lomkhuba wokuhlukuluza abantu.
Amapholisa alokhu esiya phambili ngokubopha abantu abatshengiselayo okungekho emthethweni. Sithi amapholisa akhulule abantu bonke laba abababophileyo ngoba bababophe okungekho emthethweni. Bame njalo ukwethusela abantu, abantu abasethuki, abantu sebezimisele ukulungisisa ilizwe labo.
Umnumzana Alistair Phunye, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso emela izifundi eZimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, abayingxenye yalo mkhankaso, uthi bajabule ngalokho okwenziwe nguZulu ngolwesithathu.
njengesifundi thina siyathaba ngento eyenzakala izolo. For the first time abantu beZimbabwe behlangana, not ukuthi basuka kwapha ama-political party, not ukuthi basuka kwapha ama-organization, but behlangana ukuthi belwise bedemand amalungelo abo.
Lesi senzo sikaZulu uPhunye ethi sibonisa ukuba esezinikele ukuzimela esediniwe ngendlela umbuso kaMongameli Mugabe leZANU PF esenza ngayo.
Abantu beZimbabwe sebekwazi ukuthi i-government yibo abayibhadalayo ngama-taxes. I-government kumele ibabhadale back ngokubasebenzela.
Abomanyano wethu Jamuka sesijikile bathi uhambe ngendlela lomkhankaso bebonga abakubhizimusi, izifundi, abaphila ngokuthengisa, abahambisa izimota ezithwala uZulu, abamabandla ezombusazwe, abezokholo, kanye laye uZulu wonke jikelele elizweni ngosekelo kanye lokuphatheka kwabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Izisebenzi eziqale ukukhalala umsebenzi ngolwesibili ngemva kokwehluleka kukahulumende ukubhadala iholo lazo lenyanga edluleyo zithi zizabuyela emsebenzini kusasa. Izisebenzi lezi zigoqela ababalisi bona abathole iholo labo namuhla. Abongi labodokotela bona bakhangelelwe ukuhola kusasa njalo bathi bazabuyela emsebenzini nxa sebeyibonile imali yabo. Embikweni ewethule namuhla inhlanganiso emela ababalisi iPTUZ ixwayise amalunga ayo ukuthi abuyele emsebenzini kusasa. Ixwayise njalo uhulumende ukuthi ebhadale ngokuphangisa ezinye izisebenzi zakhe ezilokhe zingakaholi. Inkulumo phakathi kukahulumende lezisebenzi zakhe phezu kodaba lweholo lokunye okutshiyeneyo zizaqala njalo ngeviki ezayo. Sixhume isiphathamandla se-PTUZ umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu.
Thina njengenhlanganiso zezisebenzi ezisebenzela uhulumende okugoqela eyami Professional Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, namhlanje sikubone kufanele ukuthi-ke sesingafika amalunga ethu abuyele emsebenzini, kungasiki ukuthi-ke siyasuthisika ngokwenzakeleyo, kodwa-ke kungenxa yokuthi mhlawumbe sesitholile iholo lenyanga edlulileyo. Kodwa-ke izinto kazimanga kuhle ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi-ke kuningi okungalungiswanga, njalo nje leholo lethu esikhangelela ukuthi-ke lizabuya kusiya phambili sikhangelela ukuthi-ke asoze libuye ngendlela. Kungakho-ke okwenze sathi-ke abalandeli bethu babuyele ukuthi-ke sikhangelela ukuthi siyezama ukuthi sixoxisane lohulumende sibone ukuthi-ke angabe-ke ezwisisa yini lokho esikufunayo. Kodwa-ke sikhangelela ukuthi nxa-ke kungazwisisana sizabuyela njalo-ke siye ekudengiseleni ngoba sibona ngani kuthiwa yilo umqatshi wethu ulima aluzwa ngcono.
Kuyini okunye elikhala ngakho?
Kuningi esikhala ngakho-ke, siyananzelela ukuthi-ke ekuqaleni-ke ukukhulumisa ngalokho-ke sathenjiswa ukuthi kukhona okunye siza kuphiwa okuthiwa ngama-non-monetary benefits okugoqela-ke uhlelo lwezindlu, izimota, into ezinjengazo nezo. Konke lokho-ke yizithembiso ezingakagcwaliseki kumqatshi. Njalo nje-ke siyananzelela ukuthi-ke besike sathenjiswa njalo ukuthi-ke njengezisebenzi zikahulumende sizaphiwa lathi umhlabathi ukwenzela ukuthi sikwazi lathi ukuthi siziphilise ngomhlabathi. Kodwa konke lokho yizinto ezingakenzakali. Njalo nje-ke siyananzelela-ke ukuthi-ke enye into imbangela esikhonona ngayo kumbe isizathu esithi seza sikhonone futhi ukuthi-ke iholo lethu kasisalitholi ngendlela eqondileyo. Kulokhu silela kwemali emabhanga. Konke lokhu ngezinye zezikhalazo ezikhangeleke ukuthi-ke umqatshi wethu uhulumende aziqondile.
Umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu yisiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela ababalisi iPTUZ. Kunjalo nje edolobheni lakoBulawayo khona namuhla abantu abaningi labo babuyelile emsebenzini, njalo amavinkili lamabhizimusi ebevuliwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yebhethu likaZulu uthi okwenzakale izolo kuyancomeka ngoba abantu batshengisile ukuba sebekhathele ngombuso okhona.
izolo abantu batshengiselele ukungasuthiseki kwabo okuyinto enhle kakhulu esesikhangelele ukuthi uhulumende okuphumileyo ayisikho okutshoyo ngoba uhulumende wabantu lalela abantu lokho kokuthi bazancindezela imibono yabantu mbona ngazathi ayisikho okukhangelelweyo kuhulumende
olwela amalungelo kazulu umnumzana Themba Chivea yena uthi ukutshengisela kwayizolo kukhombise ukumanyana kwabantu bezimbabwe bemanyaniswa zindubo ababhekane lazo ngakho uhulumende kenze okufunwa nguzulu
kutshengisele ukuthi abantu they've had enough kutshengisele ukuthi abantu sebekhathele ngomumo lo khona elizweni abantu sibili balandelile sibili umkhosi wokuthi bengayo emsebenzini ngobuningi babo okuyisitshengiselo sibili sokuthi sesifike kwesinye isigaba njengelizwe sokuthi abantu abasahlalisekanga ngalokho okwenziwa ngumbuso lowo khona
abafundi lababalisi bona namhlanje abanye bayile esikolo kodwa abanye njalo abayanga besesabela udlakela kulabo abahambileyo bathi abafundanga laloba ababalisi bebekhona esikolo bebengafundisi umfundi weIhlathi High School ubike ukuba batshone behleli esikolo omunye njalo umfundi weFairview College uchaze ukuba bafike esikolo batshelwa ukuba bengabe besiza esikolo kodwa bayaqala ukufunda okuqondileyo ngomvulo njalo bavunyelwe ukubuyela emakhaya ngoba bekungela babalisi
fike esikolo ekuseni bathi singena bekulamatisha amathathu hlale kwesikhatshana wase uthuthuke manje wase sitshela ukuthi hayi singahamba sisaqalisa ukufunda futhi ngemanje sasese singavu
amavinkili ebevulile lamhlanje kuthi labezimota ezisemthethweni ezithwala abantu lazo lamhlanje bezithwala kuhle izihambi ngenxa yokutshengisela kwezolo abantu abedlula amathumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu babotshiwe noma nje kungakacaci ukuba amacala abo ngawani njalo amagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu lokhe esacwayisisa ukuthi bakuphi njalo bethwesa macala bani ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo ngingunompumelelo moyo
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 mm wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com. Loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Ukusilela kwedola leMelika elizweni kubikwa kungaphazamisi kangako izakhamizi zePlumtree ngoba bezivele zisebenzisa iRand lakwele South Africa. Kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Kusukela emavinkeleni phansi emaphandleni eDomodema kusiyangena phakathi edolobheni lePlumtree imali ehamba phambili liRand lakule South Africa lokhu kudalwa ukuthi lezihlobo eziningi esimizwe eSouth Africa ezithumela amaRand ngesikhathi indawo eziningi zisebenzisa amadola aweMelika kusilela kwemali ikakhulu emadola eMelika yikho osekudale uhlupho lwemali ekhaya lapho ingasatholakali kanye lemabhanga uhulumende uzowaphuma lo mcabango wokupheka ama-bond notes ulisana lokusilela kwemali omunye wolesitolo eIngwe umnumzana Buyani Dube uthi bona basebenzisa ikakhulu irandi ngoba imali ephathiswa ikasuka eSouth Africa ibuya ingamarandi njalo bengatholi amadola eMelika.
Ukusetshenziswa kwerandi kuyasinceda kakhulu thina njengama-shop owner ayekuleli ePlumtree ngenxa yokuthi impahla zethu zonke sizoda khona le kwele Goli so indaba ye-exchange rate thina isaffect la kancane.
Kukanti omunye othenga impahla eSouth Africa ethengisa ePlumtree umnumzana Castro Ndlovu uthi bathola ukuthi ukusebenzisa irandi kuyabanceda ngoba indaba yokuntshintsha besiza kumadola ayikho.
Asiwatholi ngoba laba bantu sibathengiselayo bavele bona baphathiselwa imali esuke South Africa ngakho thina lapha sithengisa ngamarandi lapha eIngwe.
Umnkosikazi Maria Mathangwane uthi bathola kakhulu amarandi evela kwabasebenza eSouth Africa njalo kuyabanceda ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekana lokuswelakala kwemali.
Kuyazinceda ngoba thina asikezwa ukusikela kwemali. Idola kalibonakali kodwa thina akusihluphi ngoba sisebenzisa irandi.
umphathintambo Chinamasa ekhipha umbiko ngomumo womnotho ngolwesine uthi uhulumende wakhe uzaqhubeka esebenzisa lonke uhlobo lwemali olugoqela idola lemelika, i-yuan yechina, irand kanye lepula yebotswana, esala imbono elithi ilizwe lingene kumanyano wamazwe asebenzisa irand kulwisane ukulungiselela kwemali. Ngumathini Ngwenya endaba seStudio 7 kusabulungu lebotswana.
Live talk namhla kuhlelwa sihluzeni bomama sikhangela ukutshengisela kwabantu beZimbabwe ngokungaya emsebenzini okwenzakale izolo. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulondoda onsundu ohlala eMinnesota khonapha eMelika odutshulwe lipolisa esemoteni yakhe izolo ntambama wahle wafela khonapho. Izihlobo labangane batshele abezindaba ukuthi igama lakhe nguPhilando Castile obeleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lambili yokuzalwa obesebenzela ugatsha lwezemfundo. Abomthetho kodwa kabakatsho ukuthi nguye ngempela uCastillo ngoba lolu daba soludale ukuxokozela ngesihluku samapholisa kwabensundu. Umqondisi wohlangothi lwe-FBI umiswe phambi kwedale le-Congress ephendula imibuzo yamalunga eyokuthi kungani engabophanga ozancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ngodaba lwakhe lwencwadi zama-email. Ukungayi emsebenzini kwezisebenzi lokuzihlalela ezindlini kukaZulu okwenza kale izolo kubikwa kuphumelele kule minye imizamo eke yenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Abanye ngabathi okungabe kwenze kwaphumelela yikusetshenziswa kwabo makhalekhukhwini lenkundla zebulenjini be-internet okusetshenziswa kakhulu kulezinsuku lanxa kuqathaniswa leminyakeni edluleyo. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ncwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi endawonye lelunga lomanyano wetajamuka umnumzana Gift Siziba onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Okokuqala ngingathanda ukuthi ngibonge-ke abantu beZimbabwe abatsha labadala ngokuphatha kwabo behlele kumusiyawe lwayizolo lube lempumela enkulu kakhulu i-PNDFDCIM. Isifike kuhle sibili-ke uhulumende ngendaba zamadimandi ebesesiwayenza thina engetajamuka.
Mnumzana Mkhwananzi, kathi-ke singathini nxa sikhangela ukuthi sekuke kwazanywa ngesikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kungaphumeleli njengalokho kwenza ngalizolo, ungathini wena?
Okokuqala ithi ngibabonge la majaha esajamuka benza umsebenzi omhle kakhulu and siyabagqugquzela ukuthi mabaqhubeke bebonisa izibindi ezinje. Yizo izibindi ezinje ezaletha inkululeko yona lesichaphazwa ngibandla lezano. Mangithi mina-ke ekuzameni ukuphendula lo mbuzo wakho ukuthi miningi imizamo esike yenziwa ukuthi into enjengale ibe khona kodwa ingaphumeleli. Mangihlale phezu kwayo indaba ngokuthi esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kusuke kube mhlawumbe ibandla elithile elisuke lizama ukuthi ligqugquzele abantu ukuthi bangene ezitaladeni noma bakhalale imisebenzi. But ngenxa yokuthi abantu basemabandleni ahlukahlukeneyo basuke babona ngazathi ngokulalela lowo bayabe sebephakamise ubukhulu balelo bandla. Kodwa-ke uma ubheka amajaha esajamuka la uzothola ukuthi ngabantu abangancikananga la mabandla ezombangazwe akhona basuke bafisa ukuthi babe yisihlahla esizopha umthunzi wonke umuntu kungakhathalekile ukuthi ugqoke ibhatshi laliphi ibandla. Yikho okusuke kwenza ukuthi balalelwe uma besicela uZuma eZimbabwe ukuthi aphakame noma ahlale ekhaya engayemsebenzini.
Impenduke kuwe umnumzana Siziba, ungasitshela ukuthi uhlelo lo luphumelele izolo, kuyini osekuzenziwa nxa sikhangelela kusasa?
Ye, uzakhangela ukuthi thina njengokuthi uhulumende uvukele sefakaze amalanga okubhadala kwekwama-47 umholo wabo okuhambelana nalokhu bethi idimanda ke ukubana hhayi uhulumende kayenza umsebenzi wakhe njengokuphiwe-ke ukhomishini yelizwe. Uma eseyehluleka uhulumende kayesekuhlalweni. So thina njengabatha abasesijikile khuluma kuhle ukubana hhayi amadoda kalungisa ilizwe. Uma behluleka abavuleli abanye abasebebhalile kuma-manifesto yabo nezithembiso zabo kubana bona bakwazi ukulungisa ilizwe. Manje thina njengabatha sizeubuhlungu kakhulu ngokufa kwelizwe ithapho kuqala ngoba kasisebenzi asilamali abatha abasakwanisa ukuthembisa lezintombi ngoba engenayo phela imali yokubana-ke bathembise asakwanisa ukugcina-ke babe silandelana labo abanawake futhi beqhubeke ngesikolo ngoba kuyedura. So khona lokhu sekuyenzile kube one of ama-initiatives inhlelo zethu-ke kuzenza ngakho ukuze ilizwe lize lilungise sikusela lapho abavulela khona ilizwe sifike namuhla inatise hhayi sokwanele singabatsha sesijikile balesesijikile kasibile.
Mnumzana Mkhwananzi, nanku lawe uyavuma ukubana ukutshengisela lokhu kuqoqwe ngabantukazana kungaso mabandla. Manje pho nxa sesikhangela elakusasa kumabandla ikakhulu ekuvoteni lapha, asoze sibone abantu bengasayivotela amanye amabandla ngoba bebona ungani kawabaphathisi njengalokho okwenziwa ngabotajamuka labanye.
Kusuka kuhluke masokufika ekukhethweni kwabantu masokuyisikhathi sokuvota. Kuyehluka-ke nalokho esuke kukho. Lokho esuke kukho esikubona izolo kuyafana nje nokuthi ekhaya laphayana kushoda inhlanganiso enjenge-ZCCT ukudala kwayo. Umkhandlu wayo i-vacuum ethiwe yiyo yiyo esigcwaliswe yibo laba abafana bomzabalazo wabo. Kodwa mase kufike kukhetheni kwezepolitiki kwezama-elections amabandla ezombusazwe azohlala edingeka njalo abantu bazovota ngendlela abafuqwa luthando lokufisa ukuthi bangabe bemelwe ngubani ephalamende nakwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Kundima yawo yokumela abantu.
Ya mnumzana Siziba, wena ungathini ngelakusasa nxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe?
Ye thina njengoba esitsho uMkhwananzi ngivumelana naye kakhulu endabeni yokubana hhayi thina ngesikhathi sokukhetha-ke wamongameli noma-ke abantu abazamela-ke ephalamende abazamela uZulu lo-ke sekungumlando wabo be amabandla ukubana behlanganisa abantu babo njengokukhula kwabo lasebuncaneni babo njengokuyenza kwabo. Thina esiqakathekisayo ukuhlala kahle abantu.
Umnumzana Gift Siziba, lilunga lomanyano weTajamuka, ubexoxa endawonye lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe. Umnumzana George Mkhwananzi, bebelo Chris Gande wa Studio 7.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlelwa mshweshwe,
lamlela nampaba fobe mbula.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela.
Kweze mapandleni namuhla siqhubeka sikhangela umumo wendlala enkabazwe. Sile sakhamuzi semwenezi umnumzana Nkosana Nkiwane, yena osebenza kwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Nkiwane.
Ngiyabonga kwantungamizwa.
Iliphethe njani indlala emwenezi?
Baba Ntungamile, indlala inqinezi ibhokile, ibhokile ngempela. Hayi lo nyaka, hayi cha, abantu abalimanga baba, izulu lisiphazamisile. So kunzima baba, angekho umuntu esingathi mhlawumbe uvunile baba lo nyaka, ngoba abalime kathathu kabili kathathu kwasha. So vela kula lutho esibujobule emathinini baba, kunzima.
Azikho yini inhlelo ezifana labo food for work?
okwamanje kuthiwa ngathi kuthulisekile baba kwakuthiwe ngempela kufanele kube ne-food for work but okwamanje kungathi kusathulisekile hhayi abantu ayikho ukuthi bayasebenza ukuthi kuyasisenza mphunywa kuthiwa kunama-food for work akukho ngempela
ngitsho le nhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezifana labo World Vision labo WFP
baba kuba khona ngesikhathi but ngoba ngobuzima bendlala ngempela noma bengaba khona bakunikeza okuyi 50 kg baba uma unomndeni uthole ukuthi unomndeni impelo onabantwana abayi-10 baba u-50 kg akawisi ndawo baba so kuba zima kakhulu baba yinto ezima noma bekhona but akweneli ukuthi kufithise umndeni
sibone uhulumende evimba ukuthengwa kwezinye impahla ezigoqela ukudla khona ngapho e-South Africa kuliphatha njani lokho
abantu ngamili hey le ndaba siyinsinda baphenduke baba asifuna ukukhuluma amanga baba isibulele baba ngempela singathi ngempela sisendlaleni engabe sibhekane nayo ngempela kodwa ke uthola ukuthi sisemaphandleni baba ntungamili enye into ehlupha emaphandleni yebo zingaba khona izitolo kodwa ke zikhona izitolo ayikho indaba yama-price control baba irand baba alisebenzi baba kumele ube nedola njalo ukuthi ulithole idola lakhona kuzima baba especially abaningi abantwana lana ukuthi basebenza kubogoda banazincwadi ukuthi baye emabhenki lana kubo-standard bank or kubo-BDVS ukuthi bayotshintsha imali kuma-foreign currency ukuthi bathole amayusa la abawafunayo kuzima kakhulu baba tungamili ungaba le 1000 baba ayigcwalisi neplastiki baba noma ungayezitolo emaphandleni kuzima kakhulu lokhu esesibhekane nakho asikwazi ukuthi yinto esizoyenza ngoba sibesiphila ngabomalayisha inyanga uma iphela kwazi ukuthi uthumele ukudla ekhaya manje uma sekufakwe lowo umthetho ofakwe nguhulumende ngempela idumbu ngathi sesizozibona-ke kuyofika udisemba ngoba siexpect ukuthi izulu lizonetha ngo-okthoba kuyofika u-okthoba ngempela angazi ukuthi abantu baya bephinda ngani ngoba sesixakekile silapho esikhona kuyafana nokuthi imali engiyihola lana egoli hhayi ngisi ndawo noma ngingayithumela ekhaya ukuthi iyothenga ayiuthenga u-50 kg wempuphu u-50 kg wempuphu thina siyithenga ngabo-700 to 600 baba kurandi baba kodwa yinto ezima kakhulu angazi ukuthi sizoyithini-ke la
ungamtshela waphi amazwi uhulumende
uhulumende siyamcela ngamandla enkosi uma enguhulumende ukuthi naw ufuna ukunakekela abantu bakhe hhayi ukuthi asifuni ukuthi izwe lethu lithuthuke siyakufuna baba kodwa kungaphezu kwamandla ethu besicela uhulumende ukuthi ayehlise leyo akhuphe mhlawumbe leyo imithetho okwamanje sibone ukuthi unyaka lowo ozayo usiphatheleni ikakhulu emasimini ngoba abantu abanalutho babatungameli njalo ngempela kuzima so sesicela uhulumende kakhulu ukuthi umthetho wakhe lowo akazami ukuthi awubhekisise ngoba ngempela ngeke sithi ngapha ilizwe liyawa thina asinalutho asinamafemu akunamashopa thina emareserve asinawo ama-supermarket okufana nematawuni kodwa kumele ngigade ngiye mbeni egwanda mhlawumbe kobulawayo imalini ngiyoyitholaphi sibe sicela ikakhulu emaphandleni kunobuzima babathungamile uhulumende akazami ukuthi abheke ngempela isimo lesi umthetho ikakhulu lo wawufakile ngoba yeyi unobuzima baba ngothi ukuthi mhlawumbe siphikisana naye cha kunobuzima esinabo nawe uyabazi ubhekene nelizwe lonke baba
ibe kukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo Nkiwani siyabonga
nathi siyabonga baba tungamili ube nosuku oluhle baba
belilalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni sixoxa lesakhamuzi semwenezi umnumzana Nkosana Nkiwane yena osebenza kwele South Africa
ngugama
lo hlelo lwenu ke bantu bemaphandleni nxa kukhona elifuna sixoxe ngakho lisazise sizalishayela ucingo ukuziphetha izosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili enye yenhlanganiso eziqoqe ukukhalala imisebenzi kwabantu lokuvalwa kwamabhizimusi izolo iDajamuka sesijikile ithi ifuna uMongameli Mugabe abe esetshilo ekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo ukuthi uzasuka nini embusweni. Izisebenzi zikahulumende esiqale ukukhalala umsebenzi ngolwesibili zithi zizabuyela emsebenzini kusasa. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Inkomo. Lilani.